And thank you very much for joining us right here on Youth Unplugged. My guest today joins us live all the way in Paris. Yeah, I got it right. Yeah, in Paris, right? Yeah, she is right. Good afternoon, Sarah. How are you doing this afternoon? Well, evening.
Good, Ron.
Yeah, let me just make sure from my end everything is okay. The volume is a bit low. Okay, yeah, I think we should be good. Tara, thanks again for agreeing to do this. First of all, let me ask you, what time is it in your neck of the woods right now?
It's approximately 9:15.
9:15, aka should be your bedtime, and I have you out of your bed right now.
I was not so far away from going to bed.
Tara, let's start off by the usual questions. Tell me a little bit more about yourself. Who is Tara, for those people who may not know who Tara is?
I mean, I always hated that question, but
I think we all do.
You know, it's the worst question you could ask someone. But I'm Tara Edward. I represented St. Lucia in 2012 at the Miss Universe competition. I've done pageants in St. Lucia, yes, Carnival Queen, second runner-up, and also worked as the artistic director for Miss World St. Lucia and Miss Universe St. Lucia in 2016 and 2014 with Joan Johnson. And I'm currently living in France, in Paris, to be exact, where I recently completed my degree in fashion marketing management. And I'm just trying to find my way in this foreign land and, you know, find my career and build my career.
How did you end up in Paris? I mean, with your love of passion, I guess, Paris being the mecca of fashion, I guess you're probably, with your love of passion, I guess... Paris has been the mecca of fashion. I guess you're probably in fashion heaven. Can I say that?
I mean, it's the place to be if you want to really, you know, if you really want to get into fashion, like the real deal, Paris is the ideal spot for that. And I think I made a very good decision in selecting that. And also because Paris was the quickest to reply to my applications. So I just went with the first option that came back to me.
I guess that's the blessing in disguise.
4 years.
4 years later. Let's talk about your studies. Why is that particular field?
You know, I have always been interested in fashion from the time I was a child. You could ask my sisters and my mom. It was something that always got my attention. And I felt the fact that I worked as a model, I was on stage, I participated in pageants, and I always keep, you know, updated with what's happening in the fashion world. I just felt that, you know, I felt that I needed to do something apart from modeling, but actually work behind the scenes, mostly things that people don't really see and experience. And I wanted to learn more. I knew there was more out there, and I put myself in the position to actually get more. And I don't regret. I actually really enjoyed everything that I've learned so far being here, and seeing so much potential within myself or within the industry for persons who are interested. And I didn't feel like I could have done that entirely in St. Lucia. So sometimes you have to go away from home to actually find your rainbow, as they say, mm-hmm. You know?
Well, somebody just checked in and said, yeah, that's my baby sister, Tara. Yeah, she was born into fashion. So that's Marva checking to let us know that. Definitely. What is it like in Paris? What was it like moving from St. Lucia into the mecca of fashion?
You know, for me, I'm never scared of moving to anywhere new because I'm all open for experiencing the world. So for me, it was a exciting moment, but also kind of, are you sure about this? You know, are you sure you should do that? And a bit fearful because I did not speak the language, but some parts of me also said, like, you could always learn French when you get there. And I thought that would be something great to learn for myself. And being I like being in Paris and see, especially working within the fashion industry, working backstage during Paris Fashion Week, the days of my student life, it just brought me back to all what I imagined it to be, but on a different scale. And I just wish more people back home or persons who are interested in fashion are not really sure of exactly what they want to do within that industry. I wish they would have that opportunity to experience and see there is like a whole world out there. It's very challenging, but if you put yourself in the right position and you have the passion and drive and you're willing to constantly learn and keep updated with what's happening in the industry, it could be a very fulfilling job and opportunity.
Like you rightfully said, it is a challenging industry, and it's very difficult to get into from my own personal understanding. What are some of the challenges that you're faced with that almost made you say, you know what, I've had enough of this. I could just go back home and get a little mango and just cool out on by the beach. You know, so what were some of those moments that you almost gave up?
I mean, going back to school after such a long time was a bit of a challenge for me, you know, getting back into that routine of studying and doing homework and completing assignments was one of my challenges to get back on track. But eventually it all came together and I started flowing with it, with everything. The language barrier was another not so fun moment. But I mean, you live and you learn as you go along, you learn and you pick up on the accent and you understand the French a little more. And I honestly, being here and experiencing the French culture, I could honestly see that it has actually rubbed off on us as Saint-Lucians, because there are very similar things that the French do and we do back home. I'm like maybe that's where we got that from. But coming from Saint-Lucia and coming to Paris, there's so much to do and so much to actually be part of. It's just about finding yourself in the right place and knowing the right people to actually take you along, or just go in and find it on your own. So for me, I would say the challenge for me was really trying to find my flow within Paris in the workforce of fashion. It's a constant thing that you have to constantly keep doing and finding the drive to not give up, because you either could do the job or you can't, and people don't really know you, so they don't really care. Can you do the job or you can't do the job? And you really have to always try to prove yourself.
That's amazing. Now, you said that, you know, going back to school, it was difficult. Now, people might have the misconception. You're studying fashion. All you have to learn is about cloth and them kind of things. Give us a little, you know, just kill the misconception of what the fashion industry is when you're actually doing a degree in it.
I mean, the fashion industry is so big. I mean, if I was dealing with fabrics, I'm not doing design. So that's not really part of what my education was about. But I could say my degree consisted a lot about business, in particular in terms of marketing, finance, because you have to learn, you know, to manage the money, and a lot of fashion history, learning the how far whatever you're wearing now, how much it has been influenced from decades before you were even born, and how just the different generations, how they change fashion, and how fashion is just a constant growing and maybe trends coming back and going away depending on the vibe of the leading generation. And I also did a lot of it was mostly about business. I mean, from that point, from my final year, I could say I could now sit and start a business or guide someone in how to start a business step by step, because a lot was done around that and creating strategies to get your messages across, to rebranding. I did a lot of rebranding, and I actually had a little dip in graphic design, because your creativity in graphics could really lead you in creating things, from creating magazines, which I had to do at some point in my second year at school. So, I mean, it was not always one particular thing. There were so many avenues that I got to experience and to learn from. And I think coming after graduating, I mean, I don't have to stay in fashion marketing. I could literally work in any field pertaining to business and marketing as well. And I think that's the purpose of school. And I don't regret choosing that school, because now I feel like I'm capable of doing so much and nothing is too scary. You know, you just have to find the confidence in yourself and go straight ahead and, you know, share your creativity with the world. Because the more you do that, the more people are interested in what you're capable of offering them.
Any plans of coming back home?
Yes, of course. I will always try to come home because my family and my friends are in St. Lucia. And I feel, you know, you always need to go home sometimes whenever you travel and you go away. As much as you're trying to make your life and trying to, you know, fit in, you always need to go home just to remind yourself, you know, of why you chose to be over there and not where you are right now. No. So, yes, I have. I'm coming to sell the show when the time is right. You know?
That's pretty amazing. Another question I have to ask, based on that, based on now the knowledge and the skill set that you have been qualified to do, what changes would you do, or how do you think that you can lend your expertise to increasing the fashion industry on Ireland? Because we do have a lot of talent in terms of fashion designers, models, even the people who do product design, all these things. What things do you think that you could use your now qualifications to upgrade the fashion industry in St. Lucia?
I think I would first have to ask myself, or ask St. Lucia in general, are they actually ready to learn? Are they ready to be open to what I would share? And not, I will not be judged for just graduating and thinking I know a lot. But I think in general, everyone has to be ready, because what we grew up knowing and seeing back home is completely different from what's out there on the international field. So I would be very happy to just show persons how they could brand their product, not just for St. Lucia, but allow their product to be an international product. Whatever it may be, there's always an avenue to actually grow your brand and to expand it into the international field. I think our designers are amazing. And I also feel mostly they need branding, what's the word I'm looking for? Encouragement.
Alert from low battery.
They need some branding.
why don't you get some battery organized? That's fine.
There's a lot of branding we could introduce to them and just show them more about what they're capable of doing in the industry, or not to just stay in a box. So especially in terms of designing your brand, because, you know, I see, even before doing my degree, I noticed back home, most people use the same fonts, the same colors when they brand.
Exactly.
So they're not really setting themselves apart.
Exactly.
And there's so much you could do in terms of the aesthetic of your brand that I would love for them to learn that, to actually, just for them to grow their brand and to not stick in the island.
Yeah, you know what?
Think of catering for St. Lucia. Think beyond that.
And it's pretty amazing that you said that, and I could tie it in, even me as a graphic designer also, people will tell you, oh, you all look too international. You want to make it like, why? Like, I don't understand. So, like, I understand.
Why shouldn't your world
exactly,
be international?
Exactly. The world is small. The world is small. So I understand now when you said, made the point about, would they be open to me coming, coming and explaining, hey, you know, try this. And they're like, hey, who's that girl? You just graduated. Little papers you have. You feel you know
exactly.
It all. So I understand now, especially as you made that point. Now, you rightfully said, as a student, you got to be in the background of Paris Fashion Week. Now, let me tell you, to all aspiring models, that is heaven. Let's talk about the ugly, because we know that it looks good, but how much work is it really to be part of, like, a Paris Fashion Week?
If you're talking in terms of the models, I feel sorry for them, and I hope they're being paid a salary for the amount of shows that they need to do within hours apart or a few minutes apart. And when you get to talk to them, they're just so happy to be part of Paris Fashion Week or Fashion Week in general. But also it's a hassle for them in just moving around and trying to find your place and booking the right jobs. When it comes to the other side, backstage, for me, it has always been an exciting experience. So for me, it was great. And I didn't really feel bad or see any bad about that. I mean, you just have to be open to a new environment and experiencing new things. But for me, it was fun. It's like lots of early mornings, really early mornings, and lots of late evenings, because you either setting up and breaking down or preparing something like really late in the evening and or waking up very early 4 a.m. to get to a certain point to prepare for a show that literally lasts 20 minutes. But I understand now why brands are so expensive and why people need to be paid what they are paid in the fashion industry, because it takes such a long process to actually put everything together. It's not just a two-week thing, depending on how big your team is, but this people go with it. You know, it's a very deep process of creating ideas, creating stories. It's a very, it's a form of telling a story that the designer is trying to share with the audience. So I appreciate that part in trying to find the right elements to put the right designs together and actually share it with the people and hoping that they will love it. You know what I mean? And just getting to really see the garments or experience the whole thing, not on the television, but actually be there. I was very grateful for my opportunity to be there to experience that. So that for me is a great achievement and a goal of mine. So for me, yeah, it's fun. If you're willing to work late and wake up really early for an hour, 2 hours, it's a great job. It's fun.
That's pretty amazing. It's a lot of fun. Now, you personally, what are some of the biggest brands that we may be familiar with that you've gotten to work with? I'm not sure if you're allowed to
say that. Oh, that was fun. Oh, yes. So I did, like, you know, sometimes you're back home, you don't even think about those things. Oh, even though when I was in Paris, I didn't think I would be working with, I got to work with Ralph Simmons, with Rick Owens, with Off-White, with Jack Moose, who is an upcoming, well, he's a new designer, but, you know, and the Y Project. I mean, I could go on. Some of them I can't even remember because I've worked so many times as an intern backstage for Fashion Week. But I also worked for Victoria Beckham, which was really cool because I never thought I would even be able to be anywhere close to her. But that's the possibilities that you could gain from working in the fashion industry, getting to meet those people and to see their work and to see how they work and how they prepare everything and put things together.
What are some of the highlights for you, the moments that made you say, oh my goodness, I made the right career choice? What moment was that for you? Or if there were many moments that made you say, yes, I made the right choice?
Oh, wow. That's a very good question. I think the moment for me was just feeling comfortable in the environment, in the space, and feeling like I actually have a space here. And I think working backstage, I think for me, just working backstage with Rick Owens, as much as he is a really big designer, his team on the whole was so welcoming and made you feel so comfortable. They really took care of you because I've heard some horror stories from other persons, from other designers. But when I was in that moment and the show started and I was helping with models and helping to prepare the garments and so on, it really made me feel like this feels good, you know, especially when you're done for the day and you think of all what you went through in that moment. I really felt for Rick Owens, it was the right choice.
Based on your now degree, any plans on possibly opening your own line, garments, cosmetics, or are you just going to stick on the professional side and work in the background of building other brands? I don't know if I'm asking too much of a personal question, though.
You know what? I think I'm open for everything. I'm open for everything that you shared. But, yeah, we'll see. I don't want to be the employee who sticks to just one job because I get bored and my attention span really lingers off to something else. So for me, I would love to work in the industry, but in different fields within the industry. And to just get to experience and put my foot in different spaces and to learn as much as I can. And we'll see what that leads me to in the future.
Tara, you literally took a big risk, like you rightfully said, applied to a school and they responded. You took the opportunity. You didn't think twice. You went.
Not at all. You know, I think, Ron, people, we need to understand, especially coming from a third world country, that any opportunity you get, you have to try your best to take it. And I mean, some opportunities are not always meant for you to win something grand or to attain something big, but just the experience, pushing yourself in that space or taking that when it comes to you, just to learn a lesson if you have to, is worth it. So for me, and I think just for my whole existence, opportunities are important to me, and I take them when I can. I learn from them what I could learn, and I could see, and it actually allows me to see how, you know, resilient I am as an individual. And I think just when you get an opportunity to do something, just don't overthink it. Don't think of the worst case scenario. Think of what you could actually gain from taking the risk and moving forward.
Very well said. I was just about to ask you to probably leave a word of advice to young people listening. And I think that was, you know, pretty awesome and a good way to close off our interview. Tara, finally, just give people how they could get in contact with you. I don't know if you want to share your social handles, because, you know, people might be saying, you know what, you might help me build my brand, you know. So I don't know if you want to give your social handles.
You can find me on the popular Instagram. You can just feel free to send me a message. I'm also on the popular Instagram. You can just feel free to send me a message. I'm also on Twitter. You can send me a tweet message there. You can send me a message on Facebook. That's about it. I have a blog that I haven't really worked on in a while, but I have some stuff there that you could actually see. And it's www.melaninobsession.com. If you go to my Instagram page, the link is in my bio, so you could just click on there. And I promise to put more effort into that. But my advice would be just take any opportunity. Once the opportunity comes, take the opportunity. Your life could change in a split second. And I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like everything is grand. I've had my difficult days where I'm like, why am I here? I'm going to say that, you know, you're able to gain things and to achieve things, but you should also be prepared for the dark shadow side of things, because when you're working towards something, you're going to be lonely sometimes. But you have to keep in mind why you're doing it and what you could accomplish from it and how satisfying it will be when you find your rainbow. So it will be lonely, but it's worth it. Just make sure you have the right people on your side to always call and to keep you, you know, to help keep you sane. Stay in touch with your family and your closest friends, and just keep positive, say your prayers, as they would always say, and just go forward. Don't be afraid. Fear, you may feel fearful, but I always say, once you feel fearful about going into a different level of your life, it's a sign that you should probably actually go forward with it and not let your ego keep you back. So fear is actually a push to say you could actually do it. And your ego is scared of you doing that. So it makes you, you know, it makes you afraid. So don't be scared. You know, put your best foot forward and give it a try.
Just be like Nike and do it. Yeah.
That's simple. Exactly. Just do it.
Just do it. Just do it.
Yes.
Sarah Edward, thank you so much. I know it's probably a little past your bedtime, so I'm allowing you to go to bed right now.
Way past.
Thank you so much for being here on Youth Unplugged. Of course, Youth Unplugged, right here on Radio Caribbean International, brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia.